NADBF. Yeah, if I had a 40, 50, 60-foot tower, 100-foot tower at the house, it'd be a different story. You know, I'd say, Sean, let's work together and put a proper repeater here. But this is a backyard repeater at the end of the day. So I think it's, what, like I told you yesterday, the containment, the simplicity of it is what got me. So my logic was buying this one. It popped up today, too, which was hilarious, because I was looking at all the $1,000-plus ones, and I saw one for $360. You know, as is, parts or repair, we don't have the equipment or knowledge to test, I'll lowball them. And I figured the radio's power on, so that's a good sign. That means the power supply at the bare minimum works. I have the enclosure. If the duplexer's in there, I mean, I'm already ahead, right? So worst case scenario, I pick up a couple more of those radios for $100 each, and I got a usable unit. But yeah, you know, I don't expect anything crazy out of this. I swear the range was the exact same as the clear node. It was just cleaner because it was more power.